The country will soon be getting a new chief of intelligence, assuming he's confirmed by Congress. President Bush made his choice known earlier today.
I'm pleased to announce my decision to nominate Ambassador John Negroponte as Director of National Intelligence. The director's responsibility is straightforward and demanding. John will make sure that those whose duty it is to defend America have the information we need to make the right decisions.
President Bush announcing his choice of intelligence chief this morning here in Washington. Here in Studio 3A, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Frank.
Tell us a little more about John Negroponte.
John Negroponte has been a public servant almost all of the last 45 years, except for a brief period out in the private sector. He has been an ambassador not only to Iraq, which is his current job. He's got the big one, the biggest embassy we have overseas, and he's been there since we handed over sovereignty to the Iraqis last summer. And previous to that, he was ambassador to the United Nations, ambassador to the Philippines, ambassador to Mexico, and ambassador to Honduras. So he's had some of the big jobs you can have as a career foreign service officer.
President says he has to make sure that he's the one whose duty it is to defend America and have the information we need to make the right decisions. That's a lot of responsibility.
Indeed. In effect, he is being asked to perceive threats before they become terrorist attacks, to be the solution to the essential problem that the 9/11 Commission saw leading to 9/11, that we didn't know enough about what people were trying to do to us. He really is being asked to prevent another 9/11 and keep America safe.
What is it about his career that qualifies him for this post?
A lot of the posts that he has had have been sensitive ones with respect to intelligence, with respect to knowing what people who would do the United States harm might have been up to. That's led to some controversy in his career. And he also served as a deputy on the National Security Agency under Henry Kissinger back in the Nixon Ford years in the 1970s.
How is his role going to be different from the current director of the CIA? What does this new responsibility mean?
It's actually quite a bit larger than the role of the current director of Central Intelligence, the DCI post that's held by Porter Goss, because it entails both the CIA responsibilities and all of the military establishment's individual defense agencies. There are intelligence agencies for the Army, for the Navy, for the Air Force. There's a DIA. There are many different ways in which the federal government gathers information at home and overseas, and he is going to be responsible for coordinating all of these and making sure that they're talking to each other and sharing information and that nothing is missed, and we never fail to connect the dots again the way we did in 2001.
And, of course, that is the idea, is to coordinate activity, to coordinate the information. As you suggest, that was partly to blame for the failures of 9/11. The other side of that is when you create another bureau, you create a potential for more conflict. That came up today in the news conference. Is that a real possibility?
Well, Donald Rumsfeld likes to run the Department of Defense, and Porter Goss is showing that he very much wants to run the CIA. And I don't think that any of the people who are currently running any of these agencies really feels the aching need for a new boss. But the decision has been made in the wake of the 9/11 incident, that tragedy, and in the wake of the commission report, to coordinate them by force, to have somebody at the top who controls the budget and controls the information flow and will be the primary briefer for the president. He will be his eyes and ears.
So would this be considered a political appointment?
In a sense, every appointment that the president makes is a political appointment. Now, this is not a cabinet job. It is not considered part of the president's political cabinet. But in every other sense that you could consider someone to be close to the president, to be participating in the president's most important responsibilities, and to be, if you will, a key monitor of the president's political future, yes, this is a political appointment. Nothing could be more important.
And as you said, it's not a cabinet-level appointment, but it will his name will need to be confirmed by the Senate. When will those hearings start?
Probably very soon. I would expect them to start early in March.
Will it be a contentious hearing?
Not in the sense that there would be any question of whether or not he would be successfully confirmed. I think it'll be an overwhelming vote to confirm him. But there are questions that will be raised. They were raised when he was confirmed as ambassador to Iraq and when he was confirmed as ambassador to the United Nations, having to do with human rights violations that were alleged during his ambassadorship in Honduras and some of the other things that he's been involved in over the years. He has gone to a lot of the frontline fires for the United States and has been involved in highly controversial situations. And so some of those questions will be raised again in this instance.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Frank.
Ron Elving is NPR's senior Washington editor here with us in Studio 3A.